And we'll get underway. So welcome everybody to the last of our Sunday spiritual services for 2023. Just a few Zoom rules before we begin. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available for download at the end of the service. If you just give us about half an hour, you should be able to find them by going to the Sunday service page on the website, where you'll find all previous recordings of Sunday services gone, everything apart from the messages. So the prayers and the meditations and the channelings, they're all there for the services that we've done throughout this year and for the past 2 years. If you want to record the service yourself, you're more than welcome to do so, but please bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer or blessing from this evening, there's no script from this evening's meditation because it's going to be channeled. You can obtain these, the prayers, from Sue Little, who has very kindly agreed to administrate this for me. You just need to use the edwin.c.notes@gmail.com email address, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, or send an email to me and I'll forward it on to Sue and she'll send you the PDF notes of those prayers. If you have any questions that arise from this evening, then please submit them via the online form, which you can find under the library tab on my website. And then you scroll down and you'll see questions for Edwin. We're asking people to send emails via the online form because it limits you on how much words you can put into the question boxes, because I've been having huge amounts of emails recently and we're just trying to streamline things and get people to think a little bit about what they're writing, so that they don't, write too much. It gives me too much to kind of wade through. I might suggest that you grab a pen and pad in order to make notes should you receive a message, as I may not remember it afterwards without some prompting, should you email me about it with a question or two. Or indeed, you might find something interesting that's given to somebody else or something that comes up in the channeling that's noteworthy. So a pen and pad is never a bad idea. There will be no question and answer moments this evening because this is a service and not a lecture. The service will last an hour without a break. At the moment, you're all muted. That's how the majority of the session will be. It prevents chaos from reigning. You should be able to hear me, but you shouldn't be able to hear anybody else. As this is the last Sunday service of the year, I've decided to not only make it an earth healing service, but also one dedicated to the Violet Flame and its master, Saint Germain, as he is the retiring patron of 2023. Okay, let's start with an opening prayer. Now, this prayer was channeled by Dr. Sri K. Parvathi Kumar. I found it on a website that had a PDF copy of the entire book that this man had written, full of channelings and prayers and blessings and invocations to do with the Violet Flame and Saint Germain. I'd never come across it before, but I absolutely fell in love with some of the prayers. So both the prayer and the blessing and an invocation that we're going to use in the middle of the meditation have all come from this man. If anybody is interested and you want the website details, then once again, just email me and I can send those to you. So close your eyes. I'm just going to pop a little bit of music on in the background. I think, let's just make sure. There it is. And I just need to alter the volume. It needs to go there. Okay. So close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, become nice and settled and calm, and focus on the sound of my voice as I speak the opening prayer. O radiant violet flame, come, descend, blaze through us. O radiant violet flame, come, transmute, transmute all darkness into light. O radiant violet flame, lead us from the darkness into the light, from death into immortality, from fear to freedom. O radiant violet flame, come, establish your outpost of love in us. Transmute us and our world, and set all free. Take a few deep breaths then. And when you're ready, just open your eyes for a moment. So we're going to do an earth healing meditation in just a moment. We're going to use up some of the remaining 2023 violet flame energy. In the middle of the meditation, we will have a channeling from the Ascended Master Saint Germain. Now, I wanted to try and create some AI images that were reflective of the visuals that we're going to use in the meditation this evening, with varying degrees of success. I'm going to pop them on the screen for you. So this, I don't know if it does it for you, but it certainly does it for me, is a very, very dashing and rather swarthy Saint Germain. What I wanted to do is to create a picture of him holding the earth in his hands, surrounded by the energy of the violet flame. So it took me several attempts. I think this is very nice too. A little bit Rasputin, but I think it's very nice. Beautiful violet flame. This was my third attempt. We've got something in his hands. It's not quite the earth. Unfortunately, the violet flames have gone a little bit orange. And then we started to get there, but this one looks a little bit sinister. And those orange flames, I didn't want them there because I wanted them to be violet. We had another go. We got this nice, lovely earth. Unfortunately, there's the violet flames again. And then this was the final attempt. So we finally got some violet fire. We got an earth. We got a Saint Germain who didn't look half bad. But I don't know where those crystals came from that he's holding in his hands. I didn't put anything about those into the AI, it just kind of generated them themselves. But still, you get the gist of Saint Germain holding the earth in his hands, surrounded by the violet flame. And I think these two are probably the better two, though that's my favorite because I just think he looks gorgeous in that picture there. So just hold those images in your mind. And if you want any of those images, just once again, shoot me an email. I'll send them straight back to you. I created them on AI. They're for me to use as I want to. And I'm very happy for you to have them free. It's not a great problem. And I do think some of them are really quite nice. Okay. Let's do our earth healing meditation then. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'll once again pop some music on. We're going to use a different piece of music this evening. These are all, of course, pieces of music that Andrew has composed. Here we go. Just make sure my volume is where I want it to be, which is over there. Oops, and we're good to go. Okay, the meditation this evening is channeled from Saint Germain. So it'll just take me a moment to slip into the energy before I start. Just close your eyes then. Become nice and relaxed. Take a few deep breaths. Make sure there's no tension in your shoulders, neck, or hands. And we'll begin. Thank you. In your mind's eye, I want you to imagine a violet light. The color seen in the sky as the sun begins to sink below the horizon, promising the beginning of night. A violet field of energy coming into blurring focus in your vision. The color of lilac and amethyst, of lavender and grape. A field, a horizon, an ocean of flickering violet fire. You are coalescing in the realm of the seventh ray, the realm of the violet flame, the temple of the ascended master, Saint Germain. It builds all around you, tall ceiling, smooth glassy floor, the air filled with the scent of lavender and bergamot. The power of spirit, vibrating in every atom of the air that you breathe. And then there, emerging from the light before you, the master himself appears. His long violet robe sweeps the floor. He is tall and broad, elegant. His piercing violet eyes gaze lovingly deep into your soul. And you see that between the outstretched palms of his hands, with great care and delicacy, he holds the earth. It is mesmerizing, this blue planet that spins slowly between his hands. The blues of its oceans, the green of its land, the white clouds that softly sweep the stratosphere. You gaze upon it and imagine the paradox of being upon the earth, but at the same time outside of it, staring at this surrogate hologram held within the hands of the master who stands before you. He stretches out his arms, extending the earth towards you, offering it, asking you to join him, to lay your hands upon it as he supports it with his own, and you do so. Smiling, Saint Germain closes his eyes and begins to channel, streaming strands of violet flame energy, the remnant forces that remain of this year, flowing into and around the master as he summons them with his prayer, beamed, coalescing, focused into the slow spinning orb held between the palms of his hands. And you do the same, drawing upon the power of the violet flame with your intent, channeling it through your spirit, through your body. Jets of fire, as violet as amethyst, bursting forth from the chakras in the palms of your hands, saturating the world that you hold between you. A world that now blazes with light, burns with the power of the flame, flowing into every stream and river, into the oceans and seas, and into the hearts of humanity. Violet fire, flowing into the mountains and hills and fields, into the deep earth, into the bodies of mankind. The violet flame, flowing into every candle fire, every hearth fire around the world, into the spirit of men and women and children. The violet flame, flowing into the sky and air, into the thoughts and words of mankind. The power of the violet flame flowing into both humans and animals and the earth, into the birds and the bees, into the fish and creatures on and in the earth, into all of animal kind, receiving the divine force, this blessing of light and life. The violet flame free-flowing into the people dispossessed, into the lonely and afraid, into the lost and injured, the homeless, the sick, the dying and the dead. Endless streams of power burning, healing, cleansing. The power of the violet flame. O spiral flame of radiant violet hue, descend, transmute, transform, set free. O spiral flame of radiant violet hue, blaze forth in and around. Establish order, rhythm, ritual. Set free. O spiral flame of radiant violet hue, descend, reveal, resurrect the planet, humanity. Set free. Set free. O spiral flame of radiant violet hue, descend. Bring forth the mercy, the love, the grace of God. Set free. Set free. Set free. O venerable violet flame, to thy light we bow. Enter into us and through us. Fill us through and through until you exist as I am. I am that I am. Let the flame flow through you and in a moment my voice will return. as the flame begins to ebb and cease, as it begins to recede and falter, to flicker and end, you look up and see the Master Saint Germain smiling. "You have done well," he says. "You have done very well." Hear then these words of the Master as he speaks them to you. Open your mind and your heart to receive them. Let them fill you with grace and hope and strength and power for the journey that lies ahead. These are dark and difficult days for all of us. For as the world fights its own battle, so does each and every human being, each and every man and woman and child upon the planet, in their own way, struggling against adversity personal to them, every bit as challenging as the greater challenges that seem to consume the world. As you are encouraged to have compassion for your fellow man, so too are you encouraged to have compassion for yourself. Not to underestimate the challenges that you find yourself presented with, but giving yourself love, acknowledging that these challenges are difficult for you and demanding of your energy and your time, particularly now as we approach the end of the year when so many are exhausted from the challenges that they've already underwent. The fatigue, the exhaustion that weighs heavy on the shoulders can seem at times almost too much to bear. But know that we, the spiritual hierarchy, remain to help your world, to help mankind, to encourage you to believe that no situation, however small or however large, is hopeless, and that your presence here is both wanted and needed by the divine, and that the divine is also both happy to serve and aid you in your personal quest and your greater purpose for the planet. So during these times of darkness, during these times of need, during these cold, dark winter days, when memories turn towards the past and linger on those things lost, on those people lost, call out to us in prayer. And let us take a little of that burden from your shoulders. Let us stoke the fire of hope in your heart. Let us strengthen the memory of truth that you carry, that you can make a difference. Your life makes a difference. Let us walk with you. Let us lend you our strength. Let us hold you and carry you and give you comfort and power to endure, to triumph, to carry on and do what must be done, what needs to be done. We know many might look upon your world and think that it is broken, that it is beyond repair and hope, but this is not true. Destruction precedes new beginnings. Sometimes the forest needs to burn in order to fertilize the soil so that new growth can emerge. Desperation breeds invention, forces genius into the light. Conflict leads to peace, a new peace, born from desperation, but a peace which can last and become something greater than that which existed before. Have courage, brave heart. All is not lost. It is only just beginning. And you are part of this glorious rebirth. So continue to do what you do, to be who you are, to inspire hope and light and healing. And with each step, grow stronger and brighter in truth and light. For now then, beloved one, it is time to return. So release this place, release this earth, and return home. You feel the temple of the violet flame beginning to slip away from you. The master steps back, cradling the earth in his hands, looking down upon it lovingly. He gazes up to smile, and then his shape and form also fades. You are returning to this here and now, to your home, to your world. Breathe in and out. Feel the chair beneath you, the ground beneath you. Let go of the image of the temple of the violet flame. Breathe in and out and down through your legs and feet into the earth, deep, wide roots of energy to ground yourself. Breathe light into the sacral and the solar plexus center. Blur your awareness back into your body. Protect yourself in your usual way. Return. Return. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Now, please don't forget, if you have any questions that have arisen as a result of the meditation, or those channeled words contained inside it, you can email me about these free of charge using that contact form on the website. Just click the library link and go down to the questions for Edwin button. Now, before we continue with our Sunday service, before we move on to the messages part of the Sunday service, I just have a few notices to give. So on the 5th of December, we have our last lecture of the year, the Crystal Foundry lecture. This Tuesday, we'll be looking at the crystals fluorite, tiger's eye, and carnelian, the unsung crystal heroes. On the 12th of December, we'll have our last of our channeled evenings, The Merlin Speaks, last for this year. And there, The Merlin will be talking about magical manifestation. And our last workshop of the year will be The Hallows on the 17th of December, looking at the magical hallows of the elements from their origins in Atlantis, right up to their movements into Ireland and the ways that we can work with them now. Andrew and I will be on holiday from the 18th of December to the 4th of January. The church services will return next year in a slightly different format, but I'm not going to tell you exactly how. Saint Germain always says, keep them wanting more. So that's a little bit of a carrot to dangle for you. Dates and topics for workshops, lectures and channeled evenings for 2024 will be released soon. Look out for the social media posts alerting you to those new dates and topics. Or if you're on our mailing list, you'll get an email about those too. Reading dates for January 2024 will be released at three times throughout the day on Friday, the 8th of December. That's this coming Friday, so that both our national and international clientele has an equal chance of bagging themselves a spot. Details about those readings and the timings of when those readings are going to be released will be available on the website for you to view now. And also I put up some social media posts about that. But there will be 60 readings all in all, released for January. So plenty of opportunity for you to nab yourself a space, hopefully. So let's get on with this evening's messages. For those of you who are new to us this evening, this is how this works. I'll be drawn to various people who are with us this evening. I'll come to you by name. You don't have to speak. All I want you to do is wave at me so that I know you know I'm talking to you. I will give you a message and then I'll move on to the next person. I don't try and make the messages fit. I just impart what is given to me. Now, because this evening is all about Saint Germain, the messages are going to come from him and they're going to be connected to the Violet Flame and the Violet Flame family. I've got some trigger words in this little pot that I'm going to pluck out for each of you to bring forward some guidance and direction. So, first person of the evening is Simon Kingsley. This message is for you. Give me a wave, Simon. Marvellous. So, you have got the fleur-de-lis. You probably can't see that, but that's what it says, fleur-de-lis. So the fleur-de-lis is one of the symbols, one of the many symbols attributed to the Ascended Master Saint Germain. Some people say that it was attributed to him when he was the Vicomte de Saint-Germain, and that it was connected to his insignia as a vicomte. But some people believe that it is representative of the threefold flame. Much is mentioned about the threefold flame in ascension areas and topics. It's a combination of three esoteric fires, which is said to encourage and promote spiritual ascension. There are various different versions of it. It seems to shift and change depending upon our want and need. Now, what's interesting that is in 2024, next year, although we have one presiding Ascended Master Patron, which will be Kuan Yin, there are two other Ascended Master Patrons which will be supporting Kuan Yin. That will be Dwal Kul, the Tibetan Ascended Master, and Lao Tzu, the Chinese philosopher. And each of them are joining their energy with Kuan Yin next year to create a new threefold flame, the threefold flame of compassion, philosophy, and cleansing. And I'm going to talk in depth about this in February in a workshop, a free workshop, a workshop which will be made free to everybody. For the first time, we're going to make it completely free to everybody. We'll be going into a lot more detail about that threefold flame and those Ascended Master Patrons. So I believe that Saint Germain has brought you this symbol of the fleur-de-lis because he is steering you towards the threefold flame of 2024. Lao Tzu, Kuan Yin, and Dwal Kul, those masters as well, the patrons of the flame, and that particular importance of that energy for you next year. I'm not saying, you know, that it would be a good idea for you to attend the workshop. I think it might be, but I'm not saying you should. But I'm certainly saying that it would be a good idea for you to investigate those particular ascended masters and the esoteric fires and rays that they represent. Maria Gonzalez, this message is for you. So you have Joseph of Arimathea. Now, Joseph of Arimathea is one of the past lives of Saint Germain. He was the uncle of Jesus, who was said to have taken Jesus as a child with him on his travels around the world. He was a merchant in order to meet various different holy people and learn about their varying different spiritualities. He took the boy Jesus to the Essene community, and it was said that he also took him to India and various other places around the world as well. When Jesus died, Joseph of Arimathea inherited the Holy Grail, took it to England, eventually being guided to Glastonbury, and planted it in Chalice Hill. And when it was planted in Chalice Hill, the red and white springs sprung from the planting of the chalice. Joseph of Arimathea is also said to have founded the first church in Glastonbury, in that place which is now Glastonbury Abbey, a woven construction which was said to have looked like a rose when you gaze down upon it from the sky. Saint Germain comes to you in this guise because he wants to awaken within you memories of knowing him when he was Joseph of Arimathea. He wants to awaken in you also memories of how, in that lifetime, you, under his tutelage and guidance, blended what we might now call pagan spirituality with Christian spirituality, and created a Celtic form of spirituality which enabled you to be completely at ease with these two streams of energy and importance which were pulling at your heartstrings in that incarnation. This tends to suggest then, moving forwards, that Saint Germain, Joseph of Arimathea, is very keen for you in the new year to work with both magical energies and practices, but also mystical Christian exercises and practices, working with angels and particularly saints. And it is particularly saints that he is drawing your attention to for 2024. So if you're going to continue your work with Saint Germain in the new year, lean into him as Joseph of Arimathea and let him guide you down the road of working once again with this blended spirituality of magic and Christian mysticism. Julie Chipperfield Carr, this message is for you. Hi. So you've got Lady Portia. She's come out of the pot for you this evening. Lady Portia is, of course, the soulmate of the Ascended Master Saint Germain. She sits on the ninth ray and is the patroness of the Silver Violet Flame. She's had many incarnations as well. She was Morgan Le Fay, the High Priestess of Avalon, but she was also Martha, the sister of Mary Magdalene. It is as Martha, the sister of Mary Magdalene, that she comes to you now. Martha was a really interesting character. She was shy. She felt that the best way to serve God and the Master Jesus was through servitude. And so she would never attend any of the meetings that Jesus held in public, because she'd be too busy tending to him and his disciples' needs and wants, cooking and cleaning for them. It was only in the evenings, when she was tidying up and the Master Jesus would still be around, unable to sleep, that they would have their discussions, and she would benefit from the casual philosophy that he shared to her in an almost unconscious way at these times. One of the major things that the Master Jesus taught Martha was just how powerful she could be by imparting spiritual truth in casual ways. He taught her, or revealed to her, that sometimes in life we are presented with an opportunity to stand in front of the world and speak our truth and make changes. And sometimes we're unable to do that, or we just don't want to. But we can still make changes in the world by smiling, by being kind and compassionate, by being charitable in our everyday life, to our friends, to our family, to the people who live around us, our neighbours, to the people that we will never meet again, whose path we might cross when we're out doing the shopping or walking the dog or mowing the lawn, whose lives we instill with hope by smiling and sharing a part of our day and offering a little bit of gentle guidance and support. These acts of random kindness, filled with love and healing, can transform a person's life. And so the Master Saint Germain is saying to you, Jules, that at the moment, maybe when it might be difficult to do the things that you would really love to do, where you make obvious and overt changes and transformations to people's lives. Don't think that you're still not being used and not making a difference by being you in ordinary circumstances and situations. Believe and trust that your presence is making a difference. Continue to shine your light, and know that the divine has ensured that you're absolutely in the right space at the right time. Shez, this message is for you. Give me a wave, Shez. Marvelous. So you've picked out of the pot the Atlantean Saint Germain. Now, we know that Saint Germain had many different lifetimes in Atlantis, but one of the lifetimes, the last lifetime that he had in Atlantis, was as a priest of Melchizedek called Aziz, and he was one of the founders of a mystical tradition called Inspiration, which was engineered, inspired by the divine, to try and create spiritual equality within the land of Atlantis and circumvent its destined destruction. It didn't work, unfortunately. It was a little too late, but it did leave behind a legacy which over the years has become translated and transformed into the numerous Reiki systems that exist within the world today. The Atlantean Saint Germain, as is steering you to investigating in 2024 some of those Reiki systems, ones that you stumble upon, ones that you are being guided maybe to revisit, ones that are presented to you. Saint Germain has always attested that no one Reiki system is completely right or complete, that all of the different Reiki systems that exist in the world have got a little truth within them, which when added together leads us to a more complete view of the original system that came from Atlantis. He is also saying that encouraging spiritual equality amongst men is, of course, a huge and ongoing challenge and task for many of us, but it is part and parcel of your life path and purpose. And so any spiritual teachings that you can endeavor to pass on to the people of the world in any way, shape or form will all be for the greater good. So any opportunities that arise, remember that and pass them on in any which way that you can. Marilyn Martindale, this message is for you. So the word amethyst has come out of the pot. Amethyst, of course, is one of the crystals which is associated to the Ascended Master Saint Germain. It's one of the many crystals which is said to contain within it the energy of the violet flame. It is, Saint Germain says, your crystal ally for 2024. He wants you to dig out the pieces of amethyst that you might have in and around the home, the pieces of amethyst that you might have clunking about in your jewelry box, and start to wear them, start to work with them. Amethyst is a wonderfully adaptable crystal. We can have it in our bedrooms. We can slip it under our pillow at night. It won't keep us awake. It's very healing. It's very cleansing. It connects us to our higher self. It promotes our clairvoyant awakenment and our mediumship abilities, and it holds the energy of the seventh ray of the violet flame within it. It's a really, really powerful spiritual stone. So of all the crystals out there, that is the one that Saint Germain is encouraging you to work with in 2024 and to carry with you as your personal ally. Stephanie Besser, this message is for you. So out of the pot comes the platinum violet flame, the platinum violet flame. So the violet flame has various different colors or flavors, if you will, various different variations of frequency. The platinum violet flame is one of the more highest, more powerful manifestations of violet flame energy. It's very, very intense, and it has a very, very strong purifying energy. It's like an abrasive spiritual cleansing force, but it's used on really deep dark, ingrained energies, usually reserved for places rather than people, though in extreme circumstances it can be used for people too. Saint Germain says there will be numerous occasions where you might need to call upon the energy of the platinum violet flame next year, both for places and people, in order to cleanse them of intense negative forces that they might be carrying that you will become aware of. You invoke the flame as you would invoke any of the violet flames, simply through prayer or intent. And when you're visualizing it, you imagine it as a violet flame, which has a thread of platinum silver light running through its center and its core. Triple D, this message is for you. You have picked out of the pot the Archangel Samael. Samael is associated with the violet flame because he is the original angel who held the original violet flame energy, which was called the Damson flame, in Lemuria and Atlantis. The Damson flame has since been divided and diluted as the earth became more crystallized. A softer version of the energy was needed. The earth couldn't tolerate the intensity of the Damson flame energy, and nowadays it tends to be used for broader, bigger pictures, cosmic events, or large spaces of land. It would never be used on an individual person. It's the strongest undiluted version of the violet flame in existence, and it's held in patronage by the Archangel Samael. However, he thinks that there will be a cause for you to call upon its energy in 2024, not for yourself, once again, probably for a space that you become aware of that you recognize needs this intense, undiluted version of the flame. Work always through the Archangel Samael in order to make sure that you're not calling upon the violet flame unnecessarily. And trust your intuition in knowing exactly when you might need to call upon that energy, but know that you can call upon it, that the Archangel Samael is stepping forward and giving you dispensation, making it clear that he's very happy for you to utilize that energy and that power. Philippa McCauley, this message is for you. So you've picked seven pointed star. So the seven pointed star is also one of the symbols associated to the Ascended Master Saint Germain, because he sits on the seventh ray, sometimes called the septogram or heptogram. It also has planetary associations in magical and occult areas. It also represents the seven principal powers and personalities of the violet flame. Different versions exist. There was an older version, which I still believe is used by Kieran Morgan. I use a slightly different version that was given to me just this year, where some of the characters have shifted around on the star. But whichever version you know of and feel comfortable with, I would encourage you to work with that. And if you don't know about either of the stars and the presences, then once again, shoot me an email and I can detail them to you. Saint Germain is saying that all of the presences of the violet flame are open to you to use, and that's very probably because of your association with the energy of the violet flame in the past. He's implying that in previous incarnations you were once a member of the Order of the Violet Robe, and that this gives you access to these seven principal powers and personalities now, and that you may have need of those seven principal powers and personalities as you move into 2024, both for yourself and for those other people around you. So yes, might not be a bad idea to just familiarize yourself with those forces so that you know who you can call upon and when and why. But I can fill you in with those details if you don't already have them later. Sherry Tyler, this message is for you. Hi. So you've picked the Archangel Zadkiel from the pot. Zadkiel is the living angelic spirit of the violet flame. He is the archangel of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. And it is these three principal energies that he is encouraging you to work with as you move into 2024, both for yourself and others: mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. I think sometimes we forget that we need to be merciful in regards to ourselves. We need to be compassionate in regards to our own actions, our own faults, our own foibles, our own weaknesses, that we need to forgive ourselves of our sins from the ancient past and also from the present as well. We are all human. We've got our own stresses and difficulties to deal with as we journey through life, and sometimes we make mistakes and falter. And because we're spiritual beings, we tend to beat ourselves up a bit about it, thinking that we should be better, or we should know better, or we should do better. But that is not always the case. So bear in mind these things: compassion, mercy, and forgiveness for yourself and others. Take them forwards into the new year as a mantra, and lean into their power and their grace. Andrew Lidster, this message is for you. You have picked from the pot the Vicomte de Saint-Germain. So one of Saint-Germain's most famous incarnations, the Vicomte de Saint-Germain, the Wonder Man of Europe, was considered to be a polymath, and is recorded in various points of history demonstrating unusual and miraculous powers. He was a composer, he was a spy, some people considered him to be an alchemist, some people considered him to be a charlatan. He's mentioned in the biographies of Napoleon. The Queen of France wrote about him, claiming that he seemed to be ageless. He's a real mystery man, a kind of 007 of the ancient 16th century. So he's very, when Saint-Germain presents himself as the Vicomte de Saint-Germain, he's very charming, he's very eloquent, he's very witty, he's a showman, he's an aristocrat. He oozes kind of charisma and charm, and he can lend that superpower to people who might need it in their life, for their own advantage and for the higher spiritual purpose that works through them sometimes invisibly. So he thinks there will be an up and coming opportunity where you will need to draw upon his superpower to charm and schmooze and impress with his unique charisma. And when that arises, remember him, call upon him, let his power move over and through you, and trust that he is lending you this gift because there is a higher purpose behind that he is encouraging you to achieve. But yes, remember to call upon him when you recognize that need arises in your life. Let's see if I can squeeze in two more at least. Sue Stewart, this message is for you. Yes, it's for you. I know you look surprised there. So out of the pot comes Saint Kentigern. Saint Kentigern was also one of the previous incarnations of Saint Germain, when he existed in simultaneous incarnation on the planet, both as the Druid Emrys, who held the energy of the Merlin, and the mystical Saint Kentigern, who cured Emrys of his madness. Saint Kentigern is the patron saint of Scotland. He was a miraculous healing saint who had the ability to bring things back from the dead. Saint Germain steps forward as Saint Kentigern for you in order to encourage you to see that not all is lost as you move into 2024. Some things which seem to be beyond anybody's salvation may still yet be brought back to life through the applied power of healing and prayer. So when you find yourself presented with a situation that seems hopeless, remember to call upon Saint Kentigern and one of his miracles to aid you in moving forwards. The final, very quick message of the evening goes to Angela Rigby. So you have picked Tanzanite out of the pot. Tanzanite is another crystal associated with the energy of the violet flame. It is a crystal particularly that talks about the violet flame's ability to cleanse us, to raise our vibration, and to hold us in steady connection with the higher spiritual forces so that we might channel their energy and wisdom. It's a channeling stone. So the message that comes with the crystal, encouraging you to work with the crystal, of course, but also it comes forward to say that channeling in 2024 is something that you need to apply yourself more powerfully towards, whether that be only for yourself or whether you choose to share that with those people around you. It is a gift that is highlighted for 2024, and a gift that Spirit are encouraging you to make more of and utilize more in the coming year. Folks, I hope there's been something there that has been of benefit for you. But if there as hasn't, pin back your ears now, because I'm going to pluck a message from the pot for all of us from Saint Germain. So, in perfect Saint Germain style, the message for all of us for 2024 is Saint Germain. So Saint Germain is saying, 2024 is not his year. It belongs to Kuan Yin, to Dwa Kul, to Lao Tzu. His year was this year, 2023. But that doesn't mean that he's going to disappear in 2024. He will still be there for anybody who needs him, who feels attracted to him, who feels connected to him. He'll just be a little bit more in the background. He'll just be a little bit more in the wings. But he doesn't want you to forget about him. He doesn't want you to feel that you can't call upon him. He doesn't want you to feel that for those of you who have a real passionate connection with him, he is any less relevant. He's just a little bit more out of sight, that's all. You'll just have to work a little bit harder to make that connection. So in perfect Saint Germain style, he's saying, don't rule me out completely. I'm still hanging around the corner, and I'm more than happy to help should you have need of my assistance. And we're going to finish then with a closing blessing. Once again, it's one of these wonderful violet flame prayers from this website, from this book that I found on the net. So if you want to get yourself comfortable and close your eyes, I will just pop on once again that lovely piece of music from earlier on this evening as background for our closing blessing. And this blessing is as much for you to take into the beginning of your week as it is for you to take into the year that lies ahead. Ooh, volume. I don't want to fry your ears. Hold on a second. Down, boy. There we go. Okay. Close your eyes then and listen to the sound of my voice. O venerable and mighty violet flame, seal us in the light of thy master, Saint Germain. Seal us in the light of his beloved soulmate, Lady Portia. Lead us into thy temples in which the spirit of thy light, the Archangel Zadkiel, resides. O venerable violet flame, bestow upon us the power of thy forgiveness and thy mercy, the light touch of thy cleansing blessing, the power of redemption, rescue and release. And by so doing, lift us up towards the light divine. O gentle flame of violet hue, you are the flame of the seventh ray, you are the fiery tongue of heaven. You are the initiator into the subtle world. Initiate then us to your power. We offer ourselves. We offer ourselves unconditionally to you. In the divine's name, and in accordance with the will of the soul. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming along this evening. It's been really nice to have so many of you for the last Sunday service of 2023. But thank you all, those of you who've come for all of the Sunday services throughout the year. We will be continuing with them next year. Please do let as many people know about them as you can. They are free. We will continue to hold them twice a month. And we just want them to be a little bit of a spiritual injection of energy, hope, and light for people and for the world moving forwards. Stay warm and safe, folks, and have a lovely, lovely beginning to the new week. Hopefully I'll see some of you in our up and coming remaining Zoom events of the year. But if not, have a wonderful Christmas and have a wonderful, wonderful 2024.